This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Fighting could be heard in South Khartoum on Sunday as envoys from Sudan's warring parties were in Saudi Arabia for talks that international mediators hope will bring an end to a three-week-old conflict that has killed hundreds and triggered an exodus. The U.S.-Saudi initiative is the first serious attempt to end fighting between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces that has turned parts of the Sudanese capital into war zones, derailed an internationally backed plan to usher in civilian rule following years of unrest and uprisings, and created a humanitarian crisis. The Arab League on Sunday readmitted Syria after more than a decade, consolidating a regional push to normalize ties with President Bashar al-Assad. Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral reports.
Syria's readmission follows a Jordanian initiative laying out a roadmap for ending the conflict in Syria. It would address the issues of refugees, missing detainees, drug smuggling, and Iranian militias in the country. Syria's membership was suspended in 2011 after a crackdown on protests against Assad led to civil war. The war cost hundreds of thousands of lives, led to millions fleeing the country, and left the economy in ruins. The United States criticized Syria's readmission to the group while raising questions about Assad's willingness to resolve the issues resulting from the civil war.
Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral. The death toll from floods and landslides triggered by heavy rain in the east of Democratic Republic of Congo has risen to nearly 400, an official said on Sunday. At least 394 bodies have been recovered after last week's floods, said the administrator of the territory where the affected villages are located. This is VOA News. Russia's Wagner mercenary group appeared on Sunday to ditch plans to withdraw from Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine, saying they had been promised more arms by Moscow and suggesting that they may keep up their assault on what Russia sees as a stepping stone to other cities in the Donbas region. Ukraine's general in charge of the defense of the besieged city said late on Sunday Russia had intensified shelling, hoping to take Bakhmut by Tuesday, but he vowed to do everything to prevent it. May 9th is Victory Day in Russia, marking the anniversary of the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II. Many farmers in war-ravaged Ukraine are at risk working in fields that are dotted with landmines. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A grassy lane rutted with tire tracks leads to Volodymyr Zayet's farm in southern Ukraine. He's careful, driving only within those shallow grooves. Veering away might cost him his life. In the field, dotted with explosive mines, the land's not been touched since fall 2021, when it was last seeded with wheat. Now it's a minefield left by the retreating Russian forces. Zayet says, when we were allowed to our territory, we realized that everything around it was mined. We've needed to demine the field roads so that we can safely drive to this point. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Seven people were killed and at least six injured near the U.S.-Mexico border after an SUV hit them and at a bus stop outside of a migrant shelter in the city of Brownsville, Texas. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Police spokesman Martin Sandoval says they were waiting for a city bus. That's when the Range Rover plows into them.
As far as witnesses know, they're saying that the car lost control. Now, whether we know whether it was an accident or intentional, that is still under investigation.
Sandoval also told KRG-TV the SUV flipped after hitting the curb. The driver is under arrest and being treated for injuries. Drug and alcohol testing was done. The shelter's director says surveillance video shows the SUV run a light, crash into victims. Many were sitting on the curb. Most were Venezuelan men. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday called on Congress to pass gun control bills in the wake of yet another mass shooting that left nine people dead, including the gunman at a Texas mall on Saturday. The Democratic president renewed calls for Congress to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, as well as to enact universal background checks and end immunity for gun manufacturers. There's little chance the narrowly divided House of Representatives and Senate would pass such legislation, although polls show most Americans support background checks. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.